KD Country 94 weather.
It's an amazing inventory blowout at Becker Autos and Trailers Camper Supercenter. Thousands of dollars in rebates on new campers, factory warranty, plus all the extras to make your first year of camping a breeze. Camper training prior to purchase, and of course your VIP discount of 20% off our RV and sporting goods store as long as you keep your camper or vehicle. Zero down and great finance options on most inventory. Don't miss our amazing inventory blowout sale through May 26th at Becker Autos and Trailers in Beloit, online at BeckerAutos.com.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Overcast skies this afternoon with a slight chance for scattered rain showers. Highs around 81, winds out of the southeast 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, lows level off around 57. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered showers. Daytime highs approaching 81. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 79.
Central Valley Ag supplies energy to farmers to help feed the globe. When farmers need power and performance, they keep engines running smoothly with Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel from CVA. Cenex Premium Diesel is precisely formulated with a terminally injected additive package to deliver the power and performance to get the job done, even in tough conditions. Keep your equipment firing on all cylinders with Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster. Fueled by innovation, powered to perform. Contact Central Valley Ag, your local Cenex supplier today.
If you're looking for a variety of garden products, now's the time to stop in a Box Garden Center in Concord City. They have a wide variety ranging from A to Z. They have bulk seed and cold crops available, onion sets in yellow and red, and onion plants, and get your sweet potatoes now. And get your orders in for your Memorial Day gardens. Be sure to come early for the best selection. You can always call ahead at 781-4905 as well. That's Box Garden Center, 1111 6th Street in Concord City, open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., except on Wednesday, open 9 to 5, and closed on Sunday.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This information comes from the Wednesday edition of the Beloit Call. Emergency Medical Service EMS Director Eric Hamill requested a 15-minute executive session to discuss non-elected personnel during the Monday, May 22nd, Mitchell County Commissioners meeting. After 15 minutes and another 10-minute extension was requested at the end of the 25-minute executive session, it was announced that no decisions were made as a result of closed sessions. The commissioners then announced that with regret, they would accept the resignation of Eric Hamill as director of the Mitchell County Emergency Medical Systems. After accepting the resignation of Hamill, the commissioners went into executive sessions to discuss their options. They then called Missy McGinnis back for a 15-minute executive session for non-elected personnel. Once back in open session, the commissioners offered McGinnis the position of EMS director. She accepted their offer effective immediately. For the full story of the Mitchell County Commissioners meeting from Monday, you can read that story by Terry Bailey in the Beloit Call, the Wednesday edition. After more than a decade of controversy and delays, the nation's most secure biosecurity laboratory for research on potentially deadly animal and plant diseases has opened in Manhattan, Kansas. Although a ribbon-cutting ceremony was held Wednesday, researchers at the $1.25 billion National Bio and Agro Defense Facility are not expected to begin working on biohazards for more than a year, according to officials. For now, staff will conduct compliance and regulatory work, prepare protocols and operating procedures, and train before working with any pathogens. They will check all the systems according to the international standards and national standards, and only after they have that approval will they be able to actually do any work. They expect that by late 2024 that they should have that approval. Initially estimated to cost $451 million, the price tag more than doubled after the National Research Council published a report in 2010 that questioned putting the facility in the heart of cattle country with a history of large destructive tornadoes. Department of Homeland Security officials said the increased cost came in part because the lab's design was changed to reduce the possibility of releasing deadly pathogens. The laboratory replaces an aging facility in Plum Island, New York. Officials there fought hard to keep the lab, and several other states made bids to become home to the lab before Kansas was chosen back in 2009. Originally expected to open in 2016, construction of the laboratory was delayed several times by economic problems, safety concerns, and resistance from politicians who wanted the project in their states. The North northeastern Kansas facility will be the nation's only large animal biosafety level 4 lab, which means it will be able to handle pathogens that do not currently have treatments or countermeasures. It is unclear when pathogens used in research will be moved from Plum Island to Kansas, and no animals or equipment will be transferred. About 280 people currently work at the lab, which is expected to have more than 400 people when fully staffed. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th and Independence in Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osmond, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. The Wakanda Camping Club is announcing a free concert featuring Rob Bovey. That'll be at 7 o'clock this Sunday evening, May 28th, at Glen Elder State Park at the Osage Shelter House. The event is free with a state park pass, and all are invited to attend. Bring your lawn chairs, tents, yard games, picnic, and dancing shoes. The free event is brought to you by Schoen Funeral Home and Monuments, Schoen Auto Repair and Expressions LLC. And the sponsors will also be selling Wakanda Lake t-shirts, where profits will be donated to the Wakanda Cultural Association for lake and camping improvements. And the association will be on site to pre-sell Lake Fest t-shirts. This year's Lake Fest will take place on Saturday, July the 1st. Downs Country Club is hosting a his-her golf tournament coming up on Monday, May 29th, Memorial Day. Entry is $60 per team, which includes meal. That'll start at 9 a.m. For more information, contact Corey 545-6043. Memorial Day services will take place on Monday, Memorial Day, May 29th, at Pioneer Cemetery at 9 a.m., Athens Cemetery at 9:30, Glenwood Cemetery at 10 a.m. Brought to you by American Legion Post number 143. And speaking of American Legion Post number 143 in Glen Elder, they're having a hamburger feed free will donation on Monday, Memorial Day, May 29th, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Glen Elder American Legion, 200 West Main Street in Glen Elder, honoring all who have served on Memorial Day. And an open gathering with Solomon Valley Hospice for sharing support and learning on the basics of grief will be coming up on Wednesday, May 31st, from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. at Solomon Valley Hospice, 311 West Main Street in Beloit. And then following that, from 1 to 3 p.m., will be an open house celebrating 40 years of providing exceptional care to patients and families at Solomon Valley Hospice there on Main Street in Beloit. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
It comes down low. Hits all alone. Stopped by Hill. Sprawling save. Haskinen. They score.
Well, more on the NHL playoffs coming up in this sportscast. Also in local sports, the Beloit Lady Trojans first round at state softball on Thursday. We preview state track and field today. Big 12 baseball tournament continues on. The Kansas City Royals back in action tonight. And a look at the NBA playoffs. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. At the 3A state softball tournament in Manhattan, the Beloit Lady Trojans saw their season come to a close with a 5-0 loss to Santa Fe Trail in the first round Thursday. The game was scoreless through four, but the Lady Chargers put up four in the fifth, and that another run in the sixth for the 5-run victory. Beloit made their second state tournament appearance, finishing their season at 20-4 with the loss. On the bottom side of the bracket, Southeast Saline picked up a 1-0 win over Burlington to move on to the semis, where they will face Rossville at 11 o'clock this morning on Field 1 at Twin Oaks Complex. The full 3A state softball bracket can be found at ncksports.com. The state track and field championships underway today in Wichita. Many athletes competing for state medals. Our eyes in the area are on a lot of athletes in field events, and specifically in the throws. We've had some events already finished up this morning as we've been having reports. We'll have another report from state track and field coming up after the sportscast on KD Country 94, so stay tuned for that. Again, we'll have reports each half hour throughout the afternoon as well. Also, for a look at all of our area athletes that have qualified for state, check out ncksports.com. And for state medalists, follow me on Twitter at Dusty40. In college baseball, the Big 12 tournament continued on Thursday as K-State used a 5-run seventh inning and allowed just two hits in a 6-0 win over Texas. The Wildcats stay alive on the backside of the bracket while the top-seeded Longhorns eliminated after just two games. In the afternoon, in the winner's bracket, TCU beat Kansas 14-4 in eight innings. Jayhawks will now face K-State in an elimination game at 3 o'clock this afternoon on ESPN+. The full schedule is posted at Big12Sports.com. Shifting to pro baseball after having Thursday night off, the Kansas City Royals back on the field tonight tonight at 7:10 to begin a three-game series of the Washington Nationals. Royals enter the home series at 15-36, while the Nationals are 21-29.
Off to White. A three.
Derek White hit that three as time expired in the first quarter to give the Celtics a 35-20 lead over the Heat. White finished with six threes and led a balanced Celtics attack with 24 points as Boston staved off elimination again, beating Miami 110-97 in Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Four Celtics scored 20 or more. Marcus Smart had 23. Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown each scored 21. Miami still has a 3-2 lead in the series. They'll go back to Miami on Saturday night for Game 6. Finally, in sports, as heard earlier in the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Dallas Stars avoided elimination of the Western Conference Finals Thursday night with a 3-2 win in sudden-death overtime over the Golden Knights. Vegas still leads the series 3-1. Game 5 coming up Saturday night in Las Vegas. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96 Point Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Dinas.